the state budget last week, mm-hmm. 37, the number's not important in this conversation. And, you know, when I spoke with John Bradley this morning in past conversations with other, that there, I'm going to let you pick the word, that the budget's flat when it comes to education.
Yes.
Is that a relief? Is that encouraging? Is that more than you could hope for? Is that, what's the word that you want to use?
I think it's a surprise because I believe we were anticipating when Mike Madigan says he's going to vote for it that he had the votes to get the 5% tax increase, or the, keeping the 5%.
Right.
I think as it turned out when we saw those votes go first for, you know, a radical cut that nobody could support and then the 5% that nobody could support, you had a feeling that it was going to get everything was going to get kicked down the road, and that's pretty much what we got. And so my one word would be yes, relief.
Relief.
Because,
okay.
Because it means that we get it doesn't mean we get exactly the same state dollars. It means we're at exactly the state system is exactly at the same funding rate. Now the way that's carved up by the ICCB is dependent on our enrollment from 2 years ago. We get paid 2 years out. So I don't know at this point whether or not we're really going to be at flat funding or not.
All right. The Board of Trustees at SIU is thinking about tuition increases,
mm-hmm.
right? And I literally talked to, you know, Randy Dunn, the new president, saying, you know, they kind of thought we've reached a tolerance point, a tipping
sure.
point where the camel's back breaks.
Yeah.
One straw too many, but they did do the fees. I mean, you've got a sense here, too. I guess we probably should mention this part of the conversation. You can't just go out and raise tuition. Neither can the Board of Trustees. You have to get approval, don't you? Because there is a spectrum in which you're expected to stay within based on the other universities and other community colleges. And that's not true?
No, it's the Board of Trustees totally.
Okay, because I thought that you had your tuition had to be within X number of dollars of every other community college in the state, no matter how far away
it does. It does if we're going to draw down the maximum amount of state dollars. We have to. We can't fall below a certain rate, or we can't pull in the maximum amount
enrollment
of state dollars.
Enrollment-wise?
No, we can't.
Yeah, okay.
We can't fall below a certain tuition rate, or we're in trouble. Okay, so, I mean, but that's never been a problem. I mean, while we're among the least expensive in southern Illinois, we're right there with Wren Lake, Southeastern, and
are you required by law to be right there with them, right, though?
No.
No, okay.
No, we just can't be. We can't be remarkably less. Okay, but we're all right there. We're all right, pushing $100 a semester hour.
Right,
we're at $99 this year, and the board approved that it would be tied to the to a certain rate. We'll probably go up another dollar next year.
See, because what I'm trying to feel out here, Mike, is the tolerance level for people who are in education and how much is too much money wise.
Oh,
I guess you want to know too, don't you?
I was at an event 2 weeks ago at the college where somebody was talking about how important it was. Well, I'll tell you the story. It's really public. Cindy Bunch from Walker's Bluff, she was a nursing student there. And one semester, she couldn't come up with tuition. And one of the faculty members there found out and wrote her a $300 check out of their own personal account. At that time, credit hours were $2.25 a credit hour, and we're at $99 now. So you
right.
can see the incredible difference. Yeah, but as state contributions completely fall off the table, there's only one choice. We're not going to be able to raise or soak the property tax owners. We're different from SIU in that we have that third leg.
Source.
We still have the property taxes. But those don't go up, and
well,
tuition
I
has to go up.
Well, see, right now somebody who got a tax bill this week is saying, hell if they didn't.
Well,
see,
I'm talking about you. Look at your bill look at John A. Logan's part of that bill.
We needed to clear that up and make sure.
Yeah.
All right? But not John A. Logan's portion of the bill didn't go up.
We haven't raised ours in since I've been here, let's put it that way.
Because quite frankly, since about Monday, my ears have been burning off about Williamson County property taxes.
Really?
Now, they're happy that the tax bills went out on time, and the other people are happy like, well, yeah, well, of course the bill went out on time. Look how much money you want.
Yeah.
And just a lot of people complaining to me
sure.
about it. So it's good that we talked about that portion of it. Here's the other portion of the thing. When I was doing some research for today's show, your name crept up in a search for a college president, Hill College.
Yes.
Six finalists as of May 28th.
Yes.
What's the story there?
I was approached by a headhunter from Texas. I, you know, served in Texas for
They go into the article years. Talking about what you got a – did you get some type of degree in Nova Scotia, Nova –
No, no, Nova Southeastern. Nova That's Southeastern. My doctor.
I guess Nova Scotia's in Canada.
The other end. It was from Florida.
That's like I said, I read the article, so you'd had some Texas history.
Yeah. And was asked if I would have an interest in a job in Texas. Hill College is a pretty prestigious community college in the central part of Texas. I thought I owed it myself to say that I would certainly have interest.
Well, I think isn't it, if nothing else, flattering?
It is. It is. I think, I thought it was I owed it to myself to at least listen.
But it's not because of any unhappiness on the part
of
what's going on here, because I've never detected that for 1 second from you.
No, no. I have a wonderful staff, and we do good things here. But like I said, I thought it was important to at least listen, and so we'll see where that leads us.
All right. Well, I try not to let my boss know very often, but I get job offers, and very often, well, up till now, I've always said no.
Yeah. Well, I might. That's a strong possibility that could happen here, too.
It does, because I'm doing what I want to do where I want to do it, and money isn't number one thing that drives my life. So
me neither. It really doesn't. I want to be someplace where I feel like I'm making a difference.
I like to be able to afford a steak once a month.
Well, I'm fortunate enough that I can do that.
So, you know, in that respect. What's next for John A. Logan College? Fall semester and looking for enrollment numbers?
I think the summer, we start on the 9th, and those are flat. There's nothing exciting about the summer numbers, except for that we have a really expanding honors program from our high schools. That's gone up about twofold. So I'm feeling pretty good about that.
You know, and this is interesting because I've seen other colleges do this, in Shawnee Community College and a few others, talking about, look how many students. I mean, and they've got like 15, 16 students from high school that are already got their first college credits under their belts.
Yeah.
That's an exciting prospect. Mount Vernon is doing something like that too. Nursing program where you can go out and you're already like a nurse by the time you graduate high school.
Yeah.
There are a lot of these programs that are trying to, I don't know, bring that educational experience a little tighter, because I think we lose people between high school and college if you're not careful.
Well, these are the top performers from high schools that have an opportunity from a scholarship standpoint to be in this honors program. And so what they're doing is they're getting a jump start on their college career. And so it's been good. I mean, that's gone up, like I said, double. But other than that, it's flat. As far as fall, you know, we're looking at lots of opportunities to expand our forensic and security programming computers. Just continue to see an absolute
need everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And you think, oh, well, what, you're going to go work for Yahoo? You're going to go work for IBM? No. Doctor's offices, small firms. I mean, you take a look. You familiar with the building next to Steak and Shake in Carbondale?
Yeah.
Big block building, used to be a furniture store.
Yeah.
That's IT, I believe it, for SIH.
Yes. Yes.
And there's nobody in there checking pulses and taking temperatures. That's for the people who are running the infrastructure for hospitals, whether it's moving diagrams, it's having security to be able to get on, it's billing, it's tracking medical records.
It's just not that.
It's making sure.
The really weird, I mean, the thing that's, I mean, you look at what happened to Target. You look what happened to Schnucks. These are all businesses in this region. And what, for instance, we're looking at the possibility of a formation of a team, just like we would if it were a basketball team with scholarships and people that would go out and compete against other colleges. The whole idea being building a security system for a fake company and then having experts come in and attack it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just saying, I believe, you know, as I've told you
what
before.
What a great place for you to grow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you look at it real fast, you know, the Pentagon's getting rid of soldiers. They're hiring geeks. And I hate to use that term. I'm just saying
geeks love it.
Yeah. And that's
they didn't want to, because what has now become a derogatory term has now been indicative of potential income.
Yeah. Yeah.
And needed. I mean, you can be, you know, an illiterate boob, but you got to have a geek somewhere in your life. It's like there's things you got to have in your life. You got to have a lawyer. It's good to know somebody in government.
Yeah.
You know, you need to know somebody who can fix a house, plumbing, roof, things along that line. And you need a tech person now in your life.
Absolutely.
That you can call up and say, can you come over and fix my wireless printer?
Well, it's not just – I have even more rudimentary problems than that with my technology. Right. I need somebody to help me set it up.
John A. Logan College, Mike Dreef, here, President. Mike, is there anything else you want to hit before you go today?
No. I was happy to drop by, and good luck to you, and hope everything's going well.
Well, good luck to you, too. I just want to keep seeing you once a month.
Oh, well, that's a strong possibility that could continue to happen, Tom.
That's a pretty important component of what we do here is having you come in each month, and I look forward to seeing that continue.
You'll be the first to know.
I'll try to be. It's my job. It's 8:40, 20 before the hour.